T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Big news around the world today. Obviously, what happened in Baltimore is tragic, but kind of next day, and this stuff's been in the works a long time, Baltimore Orioles are officially out of the hands of the Angelos family, into the hands of David Rubenstein. Matt Weirich covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Matt, busy day for you, brother. Thank you for making time. How you doing?
No problem. Yeah, it's been like that all week, and I'm sure it won't stop anytime soon with opening day tomorrow.
Well, I know. Ideally, they're playing well. Let's start with opening day tomorrow. Is there any chance that gets moved or anything, or are they definitely going tomorrow?
I mean, as of now, we haven't heard anything. Obviously, there's rain in the forecast, so that may play a factor, but, you know, still waiting word, nothing official yet.
Okay. I thought maybe just as the city is still recovering from the terrible bridge accident. So let's go to Rubenstein. What does this mean for the Orioles on the field?
Yeah, you know, from what I understand, Rubenstein has given his full support of Mike Elias and Brandon Hyde, their GM and manager. So it sounds like there aren't going to be any major personnel changes on the baseball side. I asked Rubenstein point blank yesterday at a forum in Baltimore if he plans to increase spending after years of the Angelos family not doing so. And he wouldn't commit to that right now, but said he's going to trust who he calls the best general manager in baseball to make the right decisions, and he plans to back him fully.
All right. So, I mean, it'd be crazy to want to make any other move after the Orioles have successfully kind of rebuilt that franchise, won the AL East last year. You think they'll start spending more money? We've kind of already seen it, right, with the trade for the Cy Young winner?
Yeah, you know, I think the timing of it was really funny, happening 2 days after the sale was approved. But from what I understand, that was within the budget that John Angelos laid out for Mike Elias at the start of the offseason. They had been engaging in talks for Burns as recently as the week after the World Series. So it was definitely something that had been in the works for a while. But, you know, Rubenstein certainly has deeper pockets than the Angelos family did. You know, with the state of that organization in the last few years, it was obvious they weren't putting in the resources that they had maybe even 10, 15 years ago when Peter Angelos was considered one of the higher spenders for what his market size was. Rubenstein is about middle of the pack when it comes to total net worth as far as MLB owners go. So certainly the pockets are deeper. I mean, we've seen him, you know, go out and buy the Magna Carta for a couple million. So why can't he put that money into a starting pitcher, you know?
Yeah. What do you think would be the ownership style? What would be the biggest difference?
I think that community engagement is a real big, important aspect of this for Rubenstein. He's included Cal Ripken Jr. In the ownership group and plans to kind of bring Cal back in the fold. He's kind of been estranged from the organization for the last decade or so with, you know, his relationship with the Angelos family wasn't that great. So now bringing Cal back in the fold, getting fans involved again, you know, the Orioles were a really good team. Obviously last year won 101 games, but their attendance wasn't necessarily up there to reflect the amount of winning that they did. So after years and years that fan base was put through of a rebuild, I think that it's going to be pivotal for this group to come in and try to get them engaged again and try to get them to support what they hope is a winning ball club for a long time.
Talking with Matt Weirich here on the BetQL guest line. You can follow Matt on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at by Matt Weirich, BYMATTWEYRICH. So much reason to be excited for Orioles fans. Just the way Angelos gutted that franchise is just, I'll never forgive him. But anyway, I think there's also real reason for Nationals fans to be excited. I believe you covered an event last night where Rubenstein spoke about his desire to clear up kind of the Masson mess.
I was there and also got to ask him about that directly. And, you know, asking him what avenues did he plan to take to try to solve this? Is it going to be working out deals with the Nationals? Is it going to be selling the rights separately? Is it going to be maintaining or control of the rights? He wouldn't commit to any one particular route, said it's premature at this stage of the process, but does say that is a major priority. And I think the most important thing he mentioned was he wants to get it out of the hands of the lawyers and into the hands of business people again. So, you know, with all the holdup that this has had in courts and things like that over the years, it's been messy. It's been a headache for the commissioner, for Major League Baseball, the owners, for everyone in Baltimore and D.C. I don't think there's a single person out there that doesn't want to see this get resolved, and it appears to be near the top of his priority list as he takes over.
Is there any I guess information or any kind of thing that says that he and Andrew, I mean, he and the learners may have some type of relationship, connection, or know each other?
From what I understand, they are familiar with each other. I know he's also familiar with Ted Leonsis, as they were engaged in conversations to buy the Orioles, actually, back last summer, prior to Rubenstein breaking off on his own and ultimately buying the team. So I know that he has been well connected with several different people within this realm in the D.C. area. And, you know, I'm sure those conversations are ongoing, both through lawyers and, you know, their teams of business people as well.
This may be unfair for you to speculate, but the Nationals were for sale for a while, couldn't get sold. Then they pull them off the market. Then Rubenstein gets the Orioles, who the learners undoubtedly know have a relationship. And then Rubenstein says, yeah, we got to figure this massive thing out. Like, doesn't all signs point to there were at least some considerations along, like they kind of know where this thing's headed?
I mean, honestly, I don't want to speculate. Like you said, it's not something that I'm necessarily tapped into right now. I know that.
Sure, that's fair,
you know,
dude. I don't want to put you in a weird
spot. Wanting to pull things back. Yeah. You know, it's a complicated thing. And I think that, you know, an important part of all this is, you know, there was a report, I can't remember who, Forbes put it out a couple of months ago that Masson was given a $0 valuation in the Orioles sale. So if that doesn't tell you just how much of a thorn in the side this has been for all parties involved, I think that's the most emblematic part.
$0?
Yo,
and, yeah, I want to get rid of that too.
Yo, and B, that's with teams on their air that have been like the O's were bad for a while, but the Nats were really good, and then the Nats have gotten bad and the O's have been good. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there have been some years where everybody was bad, but like, you'd like to think you could sell some of that. Talking with Matt Weirich here on the BetQL guest line. Matt is the Orioles beat reporter for the Baltimore Sun. Last name pronounced Weirich, spelled though W-E-Y-R-I-C-H. Hopefully you get some Twitter followers. You got any good bets for us, kind of season-long future over-under stuff? What's the O's win total? It's got to be pretty significant, right?
Yeah, I think the O's win total is right around the upper 80s. The AL East is so tough with how many good teams, all five teams basically going for it this year. I think Fangraphs gives each of the five teams at least a 20% chance of making the playoffs. There's no other division that's even close to that number. So, you know, it's tough to say they'll go, you know, win 101 games again, but certainly they're in a position to do so. I did put in my season predictions. I have the Detroit Tigers winning the AL Central. I really believe in what that organization has been doing over the last couple of years. It's given me a lot of Nationals early 2012, 2011 vibes with the young core that they've assembled, a lot of good young pitching that is finally all healthy at the same time. Former number one pick Casey Mize. Tarik Skubal, who I think is a dark horse for Cy Young this year in the American League. So I guess that would be probably my pick to click. But, you know, I certainly think that the Orioles are capable of making it back to the playoffs.
All right.
And I know how long you covered the Nats. What do you think of where they are in their rebuild? I mean, probably at least a year away from really contending, but just kind of the young talent they're starting to put together.
Yeah, I mean, especially with Cruz and Wood not making the opening day roster, I'd have to think they're not, you know, necessarily gunning for it this year. I mean, they're eligible for the number one pick again with the new rules. Last year, obviously, they couldn't pick higher than 10th. So now one more year, you go for it to try and get a top pick, and then you try to go from there. I mean, they haven't increased spending yet, so that's what kind of tells me is their direction here. But certainly, I think there's, you know, they're on the come up. Last year was obviously a surprising year with the amount of wins they were able to total. Maybe some regression there with the number of wins they had in one-run games and things like that. But You know, I do think that they're headed in the right direction, and they've got an exciting farm system as well. So I'm excited to see what Wood and Cruz and Yohany Morales and all those guys look like once they get up to the majors.
What does it tell you that the Nats signed Joey Gallo to a one-year, $5 million deal and deferred most
deferred
of the money?
Most of it.
Yeah, we're in it to win it, baby.
I love it.
Matt, thank you for the time, brother. Really appreciate you.
Brother.
Enjoy this year, man. I hope you get a special one.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right, man.
Free Mike Rizzo. He's the best GM in town. Please let him do his job. That's all I ask for. It's a simple ask.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.